I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We always enjoy our conversations with Dr. Michael Osterholm. Today he is extraordinarily busy and still was kind enough to make some time with us, but it's a little bit of a shorter visit. We completely understand. Mike, I want to talk about the J&J vaccine, which to those of us on the outside, the numbers don't seem quite as possible, quite as positive as Moderna and Pfizer. And some people have expressed reservation, including the Detroit mayor this week, who said, I don't want us getting J&J. We're going to wait until we get Pfizer and Moderna. What do you say about what the Detroit mayor did? And what do you say to others who are saying, I don't want that one. I want the one that is viewed as the more successful in stopping me from getting COVID-19.
Well, thanks, Chad, for having me again. And actually, I understand how there's confusion about this vaccine because it's, in a sense, a difficult comparison if you're trying to understand how well vaccines work. It's kind of like me not being an engineer trying to understand a set of blueprints. But let me just kind of cut to the chase. Number one, we have to just look at the strengths of all the different vaccines. And the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines do have a slightly better protection. And you look at how significant it is, actually, the point estimates, what we say is the average, actually almost overlap in terms of statistical likelihood that they're one and the same. But the most important part about this is that they are all equal when it comes to preventing severe illness, hospitalization, or death. So that part, which is the most key indicator of how successful these vaccines are, they are equal. The second thing is a single dose and the ability to deliver it in a lot of locations that would be hard with the other vaccines because they require much more in the way of refrigeration and freezing. These are quite stable vaccines. We now can get one dose of vaccine into people that otherwise may very well not have gotten two doses, or that basically getting the vaccine to that locale or that area would have been very difficult to do. The third thing is that the J&J vaccine was actually tested in areas where there was a significant increased occurrence of these variants that actually can interfere with how well the vaccine worked. And so the three vaccines in total, but the mRNA vaccines versus the current J&J, were never really competed head-to-head under the same conditions. So to anybody like you and I, somebody running one race with no wind and the other one running into a hurricane gale. So I can just say right now, get vaccinated. And if the J&J vaccine is the one that's available, I'd tell my family, my loved ones, my colleagues, get it. That's what will protect you in the days ahead. What won't protect you is not getting any vaccine at all. And if you wait for the Pfizer Moderna vaccine, that's the vaccine you may not be able to get for some time. Get this one and get it now and be protected against these really difficult and the most challenging outcomes of this virus infection.
About a month ago, I believe on this show first, and also you made these comments elsewhere, you said you were very concerned about the variants in the country, in particular the UK variant, and that you were worried that the next 10 to 14 weeks might be as bad as we have seen. We certainly are not done, but we're at a point where I look at the data that right now, for daily cases, we're at a low going back 5 months. So is it possible that your concern in this case, thankfully, isn't coming to fruition, or is it way too soon to make that declaration?
Well, you know, first of all, Chad, I would love to be wrong on this one. I would welcome
that.
I would celebrate it. I would. The problem is that the data are all trending exactly the way we said it would. When I first brought this up to you, this variant had shown up in the United States, but it was less than 1% of the viruses we were getting from individuals who were infected. Today, that is now at 20 to 30% in a number of the states, and it is now growing at, in a rate of about doubling every 10 days. When this virus passes the 50% level in Europe, we have seen major surges of cases occur. And you may recall it was actually about 3.5 weeks ago that I said on this show that, in fact, wait for 5 to 6 weeks to 14 weeks, and that's when it was going to really take off. We're right on the mark with it. I wish we weren't. This is a real concern. This is a virus that is 40 to 60% more infectious than the other viruses we've been encountering. It's a virus that has a greater ability to cause serious disease, including hospitalizations and deaths. And at the same time, we're doing what no other country in the world is doing, is we are basically opening up everything. This is an invitation to this virus second to none. And so it is a real concern. Now, as I said at the time, it's going to take this time for this virus to actually continue to spread to get to a point where we're going to see increased cases. But when we talk in 4 weeks from now, then you can say to me, were you off or were you not? I hope I am. Okay. I hope I am. But all the data tells me right now we're not. We're going to see these cases begin to increase substantially in the United States in the next month.
Texas, Mississippi, and other states, maybe not quite as far as Texas and Mississippi, where they've said we're done with masks. Now, in those states, some local counties have stepped in. Many prominent businesses have stepped in. But when you see states and governors saying there's no need for masks anymore, and you're thinking about these variants and what still could happen, what's your concern level about that decision?
Well, what we're doing here right now is we're basically slingshotting this virus into our population at a time it doesn't need any help anyway. This is a highly infectious virus. And so I can tell you that in Europe, where this virus has taken off and really been just incredible in what it's done, there they were already in lockdowns because of the original peak they had in December, January, like we had. But, I mean, if you look at what's happened in England, for example, they've been in total lockdown since before Christmas. Here's what they're just right now, that for the first time in 2 months, because of the what they saw there in illness, next week, for the first time, they're going to let kids resume school. People can meet one other person outside their home for exercise. On March 29th, they're going to finally allow outdoor gathering up to six people. On April 12th, they're going to reopen non-essential retail, hair and nail salons, gyms and pools. It isn't until May 17th the Brits are going to allow indoor venues such as pubs, restaurants, hotels, B&Bs, cinemas, et cetera, open. And it's not until June 21st, all legal limits are going to be removed in the last sector, such as nightclubs that reopen. Remember, this is a country led by Boris Johnson, who is absolutely against lockdowns. I could go through country by country by country in Europe and share with you the devastating impact this virus has had there and what it took for them to finally drive the numbers down. We couldn't be further from what they're doing there now in this country. And I know none of us want a lockdown. None of us want to see the economic impact. None of us want to have the mental health challenges of having to deal with this, but everything we see right now says what has happened in Europe is going to happen here. That is the reality.
Last thing, what inning are we in?
Well, you know, well, since these variants have shown up, these new mutated viruses, I've kind of gone from, you know, the bottom of the third to the top of the fourth, where I'm somewhere in the first 3 minutes of the first quarter. This is a whole new ball game. This is a whole new ball game. These variants are a real challenge, and we have to acknowledge that. And what we're concerned about what impact they may have on vaccines. We're concerned about how well they transmit. So, you know, this is reality we have to deal with. This is a new ball game.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it so much.
See you later. Thank you. Bye.
Dr. Michael Ostrom with us. Normally on a Thursday. We'll move back to Thursdays, but Mike was very flexible to join us on a Friday because we had a Twins game yesterday, and so we'll stay with the normal schedule, and he didn't have quite as much time as normal, and we certainly understand that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.